Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Welcome to the program. I trust it's going to be a blessing today. We're going to have a message from the Word of God, and we are also going to have some wonderful songs of inspiration. But before we get into the singing each week now, I ask you to pick up that telephone, call a friend or a neighbor, and invite them to view the program. Many of you do that, and it helps me advertise this ministry. And if you see me in town, please stop and introduce yourself and let me know that you're viewing. People do that all the time, and it encourages me to keep this on the air. Now we're getting right into the singing today. The first song by Port Voices, the title of their song is The Love of Christ. Yes.
Spirit, He was calling me, He was calling me. I ran into the water and it set me free. The river was the love of Christ.
Then I started living as a child of God, a child of God, as a child of God. I cannot be defeated on this earthly sod.
Powered by the love of Christ, the love of Christ keeps me going on. The love of Christ takes me to my home. The love of Christ, the love of Christ, it's the unexplainable, uncontainable, wonderful love of Christ.
His presence, and I lift my voice. I lift my voice, yes, I lift my voice. But every word to every song will still fall short
of the honor due the love of Christ. Soon I will be stepping through the gates of pearl, gates of pearl, through the gates of pearl. And there I'll be reminded how I left this world, raptured by the love of Christ. The love of Christ keeps me going on. The love of Christ takes me to my home. The love of Christ, the love of Christ, it's the unexplainable, uncontainable, wonderful love of Christ. The love of Christ keeps me going on. The love of Christ takes me to my home. The love of Christ, the love of Christ, it's the unexplainable, uncontainable, wonderful love of Christ. The love of Christ keeps me going on. The love of Christ takes me to my home. The love of Christ, it's the unexplainable, uncontainable, wonderful love of Christ. It's the unexplainable, uncontainable, unexplainable, uncontainable, unexplainable, uncontainable, wonderful love. Oh, how marvelous! Oh, how wonderful! It's a wonderful love, wonderful love.
I trust that you have enjoyed the song today by Port Voices. We are going to have another song in just a minute, but right now, I want to take this opportunity to invite you, if you don't have a church home, to visit with us here at Westside Baptist Church. You may be new in this area, not know exactly where we're located. So let me give you some very brief directions. If you will simply drive downtown, driving south on Jackson Street, at the bottom of the hill, the street has already changed to LaGrange Street after you have passed the old courthouse and you've drove to the bottom of the hill. That's LaGrange Street. You'll drive down LaGrange Street, you'll pass the Newnan High School and continue driving 1.5 miles further. Look for the church on the left-hand side of the road. In fact, just look for the big white cross on the church sign. 762 Smoky Road. Our services begin on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock with Sunday school. At 11 p.m., we have our morning worship. At 6 o'clock in the evening, we have our evening service. And now listen, on Wednesday, at 6:30, we have the children's ministries. At 7 o'clock, the youth programs, and also the adult Bible study and prayer service. Come out and visit with us. We'd be so thrilled to have you do that. Now we're getting right back into the singing. Miss Cheryl Lomax is singing this wonderful song, When He Speaks Peace.
life overtake me, and they drive me to my knees. I know to calm the raging tempest, all I need is to hear the Master's voice when he says,
Now, just before the message, port voices singing, Jesus Built a Bridge.
God bless you. Good to see you tonight. Here's a great fact here.
One day they nailed a carpenter to a rugged tree, thinking he would never build again. Built a bridge to heaven so that I could have a way up to him. Jesus built a bridge, the only
I trust that you have enjoyed the singing today. Now, let's take a look in the book. If you have your Bible and you would like to read along with me, I really suggest you take a pencil and a piece of paper and jot these references down. That way you can study them in detail at a later time. I'm interested in speaking once again on signs of the times. My dear friend, as we look around us, we realize that everything that's happening on this world scene right now is in the book. God has already laid it out before us, and we can understand. You'll go to the book of Daniel. the last in chapter 9, and you'll find the words there, how that there would be knowledge that would be increasing and people would be running to and fro. You will have to agree with me. That's happening today in which we're living. And then you'll go to the book of Revelation and you'll find all those prophecies that God has given. But in the Gospels, the very words of Jesus Christ himself, that's one of the things I want to deal with you today on. Signs of the times. If you will get your Bible now and turn to the book of Matthew, I'm going to take several passages of Scripture and reveal to you how we are so close to the rapture of the church. Remember this, the church will not go through the 7 years of tribulation. I know that there are people who oppose this view, and they have the right to have their own view. I don't fight people over their views. I just stand on the principle of the Word of God as we understand it. And according to the Scriptures, we are at the door. All the things that are happening in Russia right now, all the things that are happening in the Middle East right now are in the 38th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. It's in the book of Isaiah. My dear friend, Russia is just about to make her move out of the north. But before she makes her move, she's got some stirring that she's doing over in Iran, Iraq right now, ISIS, and those others that are around. I don't go and name political persuasions. But I did say ISIS because right now they are one of the most dangerous groups that's fighting in the Middle East. Their determination is to bring down all of Christianity, remove Christianity, and have everybody under their own persuasion. Well, the gospel of Jesus Christ is to whosoever will. And we must understand that God loves everybody. He loves those people in Iran. He loves those people in Iraq. He loves those people in Russia. He loves those people over there in Gaza. He loves these people, and he wants them to be part of his family. So we're not negative in our preaching. We just declare to you the whole counsel of the Word of God. We see in Matthew 24 now. Turn to Matthew 24, verse number 3. And we see here Jesus is speaking. He says, "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives," I had the privilege of being in that spot, "the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world?" Now the word world there is cosmos, this age. You see, this world will never cease to exist. It will be renovated, but that will be after the 1,000 years of millennial peace. That will be a time when God will straighten everything out and restore order as it should be. But now Jesus had already began to teach his disciples that, and they asked these questions. And they said, just simply show us these things so that we can understand them. Well, Jesus did that. My dear friend, it's in the book. Open your book and study. Jesus revealed these things to us as he began to talk to them. In verse number 5, it's very important. We see that there will be false Christ. Here Jesus says, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." There's a lot of deception. Of course, in the past, there was sun, moon, and then there was Father Divine and others. I could go on and on. Time does not permit. But there have already been those in the past that have claimed to be God. Well, I want to tell you one thing. They're all dead. Our God is very much alive. Jesus Christ has ascended back into the heavens. He was seen of the disciples and others for 40 days. And then later on, the group of 500 or better was seen after he was resurrected. Jesus Christ is very much alive, and he's well today, seated at the right hand of the Father. So we're warned that there are going to be and have been many false Christs that have come claiming to be God. But then in Luke chapter 21, verse number 8, he said, "Take heed that you be not deceived." let me stop right here and say there are many false teachings about the Word of God today. Many are being deceived by false prophets today. It says, for many shall come in my name, saying, I'm Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. There are many people today who are preaching a false doctrine. And that is just as dangerous as if you would take a bullet and put the gun to your head and pull the trigger and let the bullet go through your brain. You see, this false teaching that is permeating our society here in America is a very damnable thing. You must stand on the Holy Scriptures, plus nothing, minus nothing. It says there's going to be wars and rumors of wars, Matthew 24, verse 6 and 7, and ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. Luke says commotions. Now, commotions means terrorism. Does that sound familiar to you today? See that ye be not troubled. My friend, that's a hard saying, because we are worried about what's going to happen here in America, here in Union, Georgia. Will it come here? What's going to happen? People are asking me questions, and rightfully so, my dear friend. What's going to happen? The election that's coming up, and I'm not being political, but what's going to happen after the election? We don't know, but God does know. There's trouble on every hand. It says, for these things must come to pass. He says, but the end is not yet. In other words, Jesus is just simply saying, there's going to be trouble. There's going to be social upheaval. There's going to be social injustice. There's going to be political systems that are corrupt. There are going to be regimes that are dictators. There are those that are going to kill you for the cause of Christ. But remember, he's still on the throne. These things must, he says, come to pass, but the end is not yet. For a nation, now listen very carefully, for a nation shall rise against nation. It's happening today. And kingdom against kingdom. Over in the book of Luke, the word is used, commotion there, and that means civil disturbances. Well, you move on down to verse number 7, the latter part of that, and there shall be famines. Look around us. It's happening everywhere we turn. People starving to death. Emaciated little boys just walking, just alive, and that's all. Breaks my heart. Here we have it all. We have everything. Rich America, they say. And rightfully so, but are we serving the God that provides all of this with all of our heart and with all our mind and all our being? Are we serving the God of heaven that has given us all this and has given us all this? Oh, we've done it with our own hands. No. My dear friend, if you think that, you're wrong. Because it was God who gave us the ability to start with. It was God that provided all these things. Not only that, but there shall be famines. And then it says in verse number 11, great earthquakes shall be in divers. That's mean many different diversified places. Famines of pestilence and fearful sights. And great signs there shall there be from heaven. Then moves on to pestilences. Ebola. These diseases that are cropping up. That right now they don't have a cure for it. They cannot control it. They're wondering what's going to happen. They're trying out new drugs, trying to bring it under control. Some nations are becoming to the point where they're beginning to panic over the situation. Luke repeats this in verse 11 of chapter 21. Great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences. Look around us. Earthquakes everywhere we turn. And in many different places, famine and pestilences, these diseases that are coming up. He also reiterates that in the latter part of that about in the earthquakes. But then move down to verse number 11. And we see fearful signs and great signs from heaven. Four blood red moons. It says fearful sights, great signs, the great signs, four blood red moons. Two have already happened this year. And one's about to happen in October. The next year, the same thing's going to be repeated. And after that, they say, NASA says, no more, no more. These are signs from God that the rapture is just about to take place. Oh, there are those that say, well, foolish, not so, impossible. God's word does not lie. I believe it. Do you? Do you believe God's word? It says fearful times are going to come. Don't you believe we're living in fearful times? 2 Thessalonians 2:3 says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a great falling away. Moving away, falling away from the church. Changing the church, changing the worship, changing the message to please man. And that man of sin be revealed, the sin of perdition, the Antichrist. He's on his way. Mark it down, he's on his way. I believe he's alive and well on planet Earth today. He is on his way. I believe the false prophet is already in his position. And I believe the personal Antichrist is just about ready to reveal himself. And my dear friend, before that happens, the Bible clearly says we will be kept from that hour. We will be removed, the rapture of the church. In conclusion, listen. It's later than you think. Luke 21, verse 3 and 34 and 36 says, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness, sleepiness, and cares of this life. We're more concerned about our physical lives, our entertaining, our happiness, our good life, than we are walking for Jesus Christ. And so that day will come upon us unaware, it says, for as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth, which ye watch ye therefore and pray. Oh, listen. Watch ye therefore and pray that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and stand before the Son of God. Judgment's coming. The rapture's going to take place. The saved are going to be removed. The Antichrist is going to be enthroned. But my dear friend, if you're saved, you do not have to worry about that because you're going to be seated there in the heavenlies. You will be before the Lord Jesus Christ if you're saved. Make sure of that. The Bible says, they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you're not saved right now, would you just kneel wherever you're at and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart and birth you into His family? You'll be so glad you did because you will be eternally secured and we'll see you in heaven. Until the same time next week, now this is Brother Melvin Payne, the pastor of Westside Baptist Church, saying goodbye, God bless you, and go with God.